Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
Hell yeah. Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 666. I am your host, Sid Souter. We're going to do things a little different this week. Normally with the podcast, you get the variety of whatever I've purchased in the last week or two, but not today. Today, these are tracks that I've picked up over the last couple of months, but I've saved them for this podcast to celebrate 666, the start of October, and hardcore spooky season. I've got five tracks, largely around the Viking metal, pagan metal, folk metal sort of continuum there. If that doesn't sound like your thing, that's okay. Come back next week. You'll get the variety that you're used to. But today, we're going to play the tracks that I have picked up over the last couple of months, starting with the one and only album by the band Storm. It's called Nordavind, and it came out in 1995. The name of the song is Mellum Bakar Ogberg. I'm sure my Norwegian is horrible, but that's okay. The band featured members of Dark Throne and Satyricon, and just kind of nailed the formula for what folk metal is. The female vocals in it are wonderful, and the fact that this was recorded 30 years ago, just wonderful. So let's start here. This is Storm, Mellum Bakar Ogberg. We'll be right back. back to Too Much Rock podcast number 666. We just heard from Insepharum from Helsinki in Finland. The song I played was One Man Army, and it's the title track of that 2015 album that came out on Metal Blade. Insepharum I played on the podcast a lot. I think I own all their albums. Every album kind of sounds the same. Every song kind of sounds the same, but they're all big and epic, and I love them for it. So I think they're kind of the high mark of where Viking metal is, the great production, great choruses, everything about them. Wonderful. Before that, we heard from kind of Progenitor, Storm. That album was Nordavind, released in 1995 on Moonfog Productions, and I was glad to find an original press of that one, so that makes me pretty fancy. Anyway, we'll continue on here. This is Grimnir with the song Ulfadnir's Knot.
Yeah.
Too Much Rock podcast listeners, how you holding up? We just heard from Mana Garm from Norrtälje, Sweden, which I think is just north of Stockholm. The song I played was Eternity Waits, and it was on the album Legions of the North that came out in 2013 on Napalm Records. I've played the band on the podcast before, strong folk elements, but also some nice black metal screeching. Sometimes it sounds a little commercial, but then I remember that album came out in 2013, and there was nothing commercial about folk metal then. Before that, we heard from Grimnir when I played the song Ulfadarsnat, that's on the album Urfadar, and again, my Swedish is just as bad as my Norwegian. That one came out just November of last year on Deep Potts Records. Again, very strong folk elements. Sometimes the mid-tempo stuff is a little too clean, almost post-grungy, but those folk melodies, A+. Anyway, I've got time for only one more track here. Things are going quick today, so I guess I should get all the business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 666, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Blue Sky, Instagram. I'm everywhere at either Sid Much Rock or Too Much Rock. Okay, let's take a quick look at the concert calendar. On the 2nd, we've got Bob Dylan at the Midland or Cut Worms playing at Record Bar. On the 3rd, Lothario is at Farewell. On the 5th, Stick to Your Guns is at the Bottleneck. The 7th has Boris at the Bottleneck. Wonder Years at the Truman on the 8th. On the 11th, Darkness at the Truman or Snooper at Emerald. On the 13th, Via Luna is at Rhino or Sheer Mag is at the Bottleneck or Haunted Creepies are at the Brick or Bambino is playing at Record Bar as part of the Outer Reaches Festival. Festival continues the next day. Sweeping Promises are playing there at the Record Bar. Or you can go see Max Sabbath at the Granada. Porch Fest is happening all along the Roanoke and Valentine neighborhoods. On the 17th, Goblin is playing Liberty Hall. On the 18th, Class is at Farewell. 20th, Nation of Language is coming to Record Bar. 21st, you've got Britt Windler at the Velo or Bullet for My Valentine at the Uptown. And that's good enough for now. Look at the website. We've got a couple of new things out there. We got photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Till Willis and Erratic Cowboy, the Fun Guy and Harrisonic Show, as well as the P. Lander Z Dog Party and Nature Boys Show. We're going to do one more, and why not make it a new one? This is Finsterforst from Schwarzwald, Germany, so we've left the Nordic countries for the first time. I'm going to play something on the new album. It's Jenseits. It came out September 8th on AOP Records. The album is broken into 4 chapters. I'm going to play something from the last one, Catharsis. Each one's about 15 minutes long, so I don't have time to play the whole track, but I'll give you as much as I can and give you a view of what's going on there. It's folk metal. It's more expansive. It's more modern, maybe, but I think it's still really good, and it speaks to me, and I like it. So hopefully you can fall into this one as well. So thank you to everyone who made it through this entire podcast number 666 with me. We'll leave here with Finsterforst and Capital Four Catharsis.
Völlig verloren, überfordert.